With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Montana Superintendent of Schools Denise Juneau says she is committed to a school system, quote, free of bullying, prejudice, or hate. The statement from the Democratic running for U.S. Congress comes in the wake of news reports focusing on her sexual orientation. Juneau acknowledged her sexuality when she introduced her female partner at a party event in Bozeman on Saturday. Juneau is the first Native American to hold statewide office in Montana and the first openly lesbian candidate to seek Montana's congressional seat. A U.S. Senate committee has approved a $420 million water rights settlement with the Blackfeet Indian Tribe. Today's vote by the Indian Affairs Committee sends the measure to the full Senate. The settlement proposes to rehab the Four Horns Dam and the Blackfeet Irrigation Project and make other improvements on the reservation. Negotiations on the agreement began more than 30 years ago. It was approved by the Montana legislature in 2009. If the Senate passes the compact, it still requires approval by the House, and Blackfeet Tribe must approve the settlement before it can become effective. Graduation Matters Montana is now accepting applications for the 2016 Challenge Fund. Submissions must be completed by March 4th. It will provide more than $190,000 in competitive grants statewide. State School Superintendent Denise Juneau says the grants help strengthen communities.
Bring their communities together, their small businesses, their nonprofit organizations to really make a difference for students and make sure they're successful in the next phase of their life.
The fund will grant up to $10,000 to new and existing Graduation Matters communities. The University of Montana will need to cut its budget by 2 to 2.5% in the next fiscal year to reconcile expenses with income. University President Royce Engstrom made that announcement this afternoon at his annual mid-year update address on campus. He said that the recent staff cuts that are eliminating 192 full-time positions at the school gets the budget two-thirds of the way to being in balance.
We are looking probably at a 2 to 2.5% reduction in non-personnel operating budget of the university.
Engstrom said repeatedly in his address how difficult times are now at the school due to the $12 million budget deficit that's made the job cuts necessary. But he said UM is taking actions to boost student recruiting and announced a new health and medicine initiative. Engstrom said the initiative should help the university expand offerings in the growing healthcare field. The Zika virus recently captured worldwide attention, but a Montana lab has been studying the virus since it began spreading in Brazil last November. The Missoulian reports that Rocky Mountain Laboratory's biochemist Sanja Bess said the Hamilton lab is putting together a contingent of people to focus on Zika research. She says the lab has expertise in flaviviruses, a group that includes Zika, as well as the West Nile virus. The lab is trying to determine whether vaccines against West Nile and dengue viruses might also work against Zika. The World Health Organization declared Zika a public health emergency on Monday. Scientists suspect it may be linked to a rise in babies born with abnormally small heads, a condition known as microcephaly, in South and Central America. A 27-year-old former Butte High School band teacher has entered a plea on charges that he sexually assaulted a student and provided alcohol to other students. Scott L. York entered an Alford plea on the sexual assault charge in Ravalli County District Court in Hamilton today. Under the Alford plea, he does not admit guilt but acknowledges prosecutors have enough evidence to gain a conviction. York remains free on a $100,000 bond. He's set to be sentenced April 6. Under the plea agreement with prosecutors, he would be sentenced to 20 years at the Montana State Prison with 15 years suspended. A U.S. Senator and U.S. Representative from Arizona have introduced legislation to break up the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Senator Jeff Flake and Representative Matt Salmon said the court is oversized and overworked. Efforts to split the circuit covering the western U.S. have been floating for decades but failed in Congress because of Democratic opposition. Flake and Salmon, both Republicans, want to move Montana, Arizona, Nevada, Idaho, and Alaska into a newly established 12th Circuit. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey supports the effort.
The University of Montana will need to cut its budget by 2 to 2.5% in the next fiscal year to reconcile expenses with income. That's in addition to the job cuts happening now. University President Royce Engstrom made that announcement this afternoon at his annual mid-year update address on campus. He said that the recent staff cuts that are eliminating 192 full-time positions at the school get the budget two-thirds of the way to being in balance.
We are looking probably at a 2 to 2.5% reduction in non-personnel operating budget of the university.
Engstrom said repeatedly in his address how difficult times are now at the school due to the $12 million budget deficit that's made the job cuts necessary. But, he said, UM is taking actions to boost recruiting, emphasizing that everyone on campus has a responsibility to be a recruiter and to help attract more students. Engstrom also made what he called a significant announcement that the school is launching a new University of Montana Health and Medicine Initiative, or UMHM. He said the initiative should help the university expand offerings in the growing healthcare field.
We'll use UMHM as a portal to build our university into the prominent health campus in our region, attracting faculty, students, and staff at UM or to UM to work and study in the health professions.
He also said it's time to rewrite the university's strategic plan. Engstrom said there will be a campus-wide revisioning process and that he'll put together a coordinating council of 15 to 20 people to help drive it. The council will also take input broadly from across campus with the goal of having a new five-year strategic plan written in the next 6 to 8 months.
So that collectively we can come forward with a good, concise, powerful statement that tells the world who we are, who we want to be, and why we're the great institution that we are.
Engstrom also reached out to critics who were worried that the university is drifting away from what he calls its heart as a liberal arts university. He's calling for a campus-wide discussion of why the liberal arts are central to education and is recruiting a group to advise him on how to best communicate the importance of the liberal arts. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.